Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. It's a delight to have you with us. We're going to have a great conversation this next half hour. We're going to be talking to an extraordinary travel agent, someone who really helps guide people when they want to go traveling and they want to do something different or something really unique. She is someone who can help them and help them in so many different ways. Take it from somebody like me who has done my share of traveling, and most of the times when I've gone, at least certainly the last, I would say, 15 to 20 years, my wife and I have always turned to a really good travel agent, and there are a lot of them out there, you know, but some are better than others. The one we're going to be talking to today, her name is Kimberly Evans. She's extraordinary, and she is so special. She does so many truly unique and special things for the folks who come to her. And she helps guide them. You know, a lot of people want to travel, especially now that COVID is not the problem that it has been for the last couple of years. They want to really travel and go around the world. Kimberly knows what to do in certain situations. Maybe you want to go to, you know, Bali, or maybe you want to go to Africa, or you want to go to Paris or London or wherever, or really unique situations. Kimberly's a specialist in doing that, and I'm really excited that she is here to talk to us today. What she's doing now, she's been doing this for a long time, and obviously she does it very well because her business is booming. She is she's based in the Dallas, Texas area, but it doesn't matter. You could be in Cincinnati or L.A. or, you know, Florida. She can help you either way you look at it. But her agency is called An Extraordinary Traveler. And that's her website as well, anextraordinarytraveler.com. If you're interested in following along with us, I suggest you go look at her website. It's a wonderful website. And maybe you'll learn something. And obviously, if you want to get in touch with her, that's how you can find out, by going to her website. You can get a direct line to her. But let's bring Kimberly on now. She's been with us before. It's been a couple of years since we've talked. But Kimberly Evans, it's a delight to have you back. Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio. How are you today?
Hi, Doug. I'm doing really well. What a nice introduction. It almost made me emotional. It was so kind and
really
thoughtful and such nice things that you were saying. I hope I live up to it.
Yeah. I didn't want to catch you off guard. No tears, please. Emotional. I didn't mean to do that.
Right.
Listen,
right. Although there are some travel experiences that can bring you to tears. I will
that's
say
that's true.
That.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a great experience or it's a terrible experience and that brings you to tears. But, you know, let me go back to the beginning and ask you, what got you into this? Why did you start your own travel agency? I mean, were you somebody who traveled a lot and you said, well, I want to do this? You know, tell me, how did it begin?
Yeah, well, I always say that I am well-traveled in the sense that I have been or had been to a lot of places, but I hadn't traveled well. And one of my girlfriends and I were on the phone, and we were having a conversation, and we both said, we want to go on a trip somewhere. And I said, well, where should we go? And we thought about it, we talked about it, and we landed on London and Paris. And this was in 2013, we were having this conversation. And through the process of conversation, we decided to move forward with making the arrangements. And I said to her, I'll do it. I wasn't really working at the time. And I thought I have plenty of time. I can do the research. And I quickly started to realize how difficult it is to make those plans. Do you start in London or Paris? Where do you go in London? Where do you go in Paris? Where do you stay? All of these questions. How do you get from London to Paris? And so I reached out to a girlfriend of mine who had started her own travel agency in my community. And I just said, can we meet at Starbucks? I need some help. I don't know what I'm doing. And through the process of planning my trip, she said to me, why don't you do this? Why don't you join me? You would be great at this. And I thought, you have lost your mind. I don't know the first thing about a business. I don't know. I wouldn't know where to start and, you know, how to put these kinds of things together. And I said to her, let me go on my trip and we'll talk about it when I come back. And Doug, I will tell you, I went on that trip. It was so seamless and everything was so perfect. And I came home and I said to her verbatim, if I can do for other people what you just did for me, sign me up. I am in. And that was in May of 2014. I joined her agency and worked with her for about 6-7 months. And then in January of 2015, we parted ways very amicably, nothing, no bad blood, nothing happened. But it was just a great opportunity for me. Decided to start my own agency, created An Extraordinary Traveler, and I just haven't looked back. It has been life-changing in so many ways.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it important for a travel agent to have traveled to most of the places that you end up sending people to, or is that not necessary?
Well, it certainly makes the experience easier. It brings out a lot more passion. You know, so if you called me and said, I'd like your help planning a trip to Italy. Well, I've been to Italy numerous times. I love it. I know a lot about it. You would feel that passion from me and the excitement of how I'm going to put your trip together and make sure that I hit all of the components that are important to you and, you know, touch on all of your interests and things of that nature. So from that regard, I think that it definitely makes a huge difference if I've been someplace. But on the flip side of that, I have, because I've been doing this now for 9 years, I get invited to amazing conferences and I have all these great opportunities and I develop relationships with resources that do specialize in the different destinations. So if it's not a place I'm familiar with, I have somebody that is all about that destination. I just had it happen last week with Morocco, as an example. I had a request for Morocco. I have not been to Morocco, but I know and have great resources that specialize in Morocco to help me put the trip together for the clients, and now that trip is booked.
Well, that's great, obviously. Morocco. That would be kind of unique. You're right. I haven't been to Morocco either.
right.
But you do get these unusual requests. You talked about tell me some of the more unusual requests you've had, because you were ticking off a couple of them just a little while ago to me.
Go ahead. So, you know, I don't know if unusual to the broader public as maybe they are to me because they're first-time requests. So I just had a couple of gentlemen do an Antarctica expedition. They were on a ship for 12 days, traveling all through Antarctica, sleeping with the penguins, literally, in sleeping bags overnight in the snow and ice.
That's unusual.
So that was, that was definitely an unusual one. Yep. I had a couple that just celebrated their honeymoon. We had to postpone it for a couple of years, unfortunately, but they finally got to go to Vietnam, and they traveled throughout Vietnam for 12 days on honeymoon. What else have I done of recent? You mentioned it when you and I were chatting.
Let me ask you a question about Vietnam. Did it happen to be somebody who had served in the Army and fought in Vietnam that wanted to go back or not?
No.
I just wondered
if
you ever get a request like that.
Right. No. Well, I do occasionally have, sort of the older crowd, for lack of a better description, ask me about going to Normandy, someplace like that. But no, this couple, they were in their 30s, and they wanted to go someplace different. They didn't want to go to the Caribbean or Mexico for their honeymoon, which is, you know, much more typical. They wanted to do something really unique and different, and Vietnam was the spot.
And while you're talking about it, do you think Vietnam is an interesting place to visit right now? I mean, would you do it if you were, looking for an unusual trip, say, Vietnam?
I absolutely would. And there's so much culture and there's so much history. And I mean, just the people and the food and the experiences and the temples, and there's so many cool things to see and do in Vietnam. You know, it's not for the faint of heart. It's a lot of outdoor activity, and, you know, you have to, I definitely recommend that you pick the right time of year, because it can be very rainy, it can be very hot and humid, so you have to be thoughtful of when you're going, but it's a great place to visit.
Let's talk a little bit about the real pluses of having someone like you help someone determine where they're going to go and you know, where they're going to stay and everything, rather than somebody sitting at home looking up on the, you know, on the internet and trying to get a hotel room and plan their own trip all by themselves. It's very difficult if you don't know, you know, that much about the place you're going, isn't it? I mean, someone like you can be a huge help.
Yeah, I'm definitely very helpful. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to more of a support person than anything else. I mean, you know, my strength is really in relationship building. That's where I thrive. That's what makes me happiest, you know, is creating relationships with my clients to determine what the best fit is for them, and also for level of comfort and trust and things like that. You know, and the more I know, the more comfortable they are. But the average person, they say, spends about 10 hours researching to try and plan a trip themselves. You know, one of the misnomers that kind of has reared its ugly head, I like to say, in the travel industry is the idea that travel advisors, travel agents save you money and save you save you money and help to facilitate things that maybe you wouldn't be able to do on your own. Well, I beg to differ a little bit on that. I think that most people who go to a travel advisor appreciate the service that they're getting, appreciate the knowledge that they're getting, like the idea that they're going to have somebody that they can call, you know, within travel. You've got somebody to access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, things of that nature. If you go to the internet, you're looking at a computer. You're talking to a computer. If you have a customer service issue, are you going to be able to get somebody on the phone that's actually going to be able to do something about it, as opposed to somebody like myself who has these amazing relationships? And if my clients have an issue, a problem, a concern, a question, somebody doesn't feel well one day when they're supposed to, they have people to communicate with in order to change the direction of something that could go really wrong. And, you know, and so I think for me anyway, the reason that I love working with my clients and why my clients come to me is A, we've become friends and we have a relationship, and B, they know that if they need anything, I'm going to be there for them and I'm going to take care of it to the best of my ability.
Interesting. You're talking about if they're in the midst of their journey and they're in a foreign mm-hmm. city somewhere and they have a problem, that it would be advisable for them to call you to try and get help. Would that be right? Or am I wrong?
Well, you know, it depends on the circumstances. It also depends on the time of day, you know, when you're traveling
okay.
in a completely different time zone. But
right.
regardless of whether it's me or it's the company that I use to book the trip, nine
mm-hmm.
times out of ten, I'm going to use a tour operator or a destination management company to put together your travel. So if you are my client and you come to me, you mentioned that you had been to Africa and you used a specialist for that. So that person is going to use a company that's going to be available to you 24 hours a day while in travel, or they should anyway. Use a resource to, I'm sort of, as the travel advisor, I'm sort of the liaison. So you are the client, then we've got somebody on the other side that is actually assisting me in putting all of the components of your trip together. And I make it all happen, but that company is there to support you while you're in travel. So
exactly.
If it's the middle of the night, they're there. And most of the time, they have boots on the ground. So they are literally there, same time zone, same destination, you know, that type of thing. And they can really, you know, they can help you if something goes wrong.
Yeah, no question about that. That's a good point mm-hmm. that you just made.
Yeah.
You know, let me mention, when COVID struck, travel kind of slowed down. I mean, it came to a halt, I guess, mm-hmm. for most people. What about now? Is travel getting back up to the normal level that it has been before COVID? Is there still any effect of COVID anywhere?
There really is not an effect of COVID. The only negative effect of COVID is happening everywhere in the world. So that's short-staffed, understaffed. Companies are overwhelmed because they don't have enough drivers. And, you know, let's say you're going to London and you want a private driver. There's a possibility that it might be a struggle to find a driver for you because they're fewer and more far between than they were pre-COVID. I always say it's a little bit ironic because I remember having some really lengthy conversations with tour operators in other countries saying, we have over-tourism. We can't manage the amount of tourism we have. There's too many people coming, you know, to Rome right now or whatever it is. And then we went into this whole COVID thing and Europe shut down, right, completely. And everybody was trying to figure out how they were going to survive because now we don't have any business. Well, now business is right back up, maybe even better than it was pre-COVID, but there's the issues of finding staff and finding hotel rooms and, you know, having the same treatment that you had pre-COVID in these different places. You know, it's really such a shame. But it's also on some levels making travelers' travel experiences better because we don't have the overcrowding. They can't manage it. So things aren't as crowded as they were before because there isn't the staff to take care of the number of people.
Exactly. Well, let me point out, you do have a really great website. It's got a lot of ideas on it. As I mentioned earlier, the website is anextraordinarytraveler.com. Extraordinarytraveler.com. If you look on your website, for example, you have a number of suggestions there. As you point out, the world is full of extraordinary experiences. Where do your travel dreams take you? And your suggestions, these are just suggestions off the top. Jamaica, you have Ireland, I can tell you, as I mentioned on the phone, my wife just came back from Ireland 2 or 3 days ago. She had gone with my daughters, my two daughters and my wife, my wife had always wanted to go to Ireland. She loved Ireland. Everybody was so mm-hmm. friendly and nice. I gather you would agree with that. It's a wonderful place to go, right?
It's a spectacular place to go. I always say you get a little bit of everything when you go to Ireland, but the people are what make Ireland, Ireland. I mean, the sheer beauty, the topography and how green it is and how lush it is, even though often it's cloudy and a little dreary. I always say to my clients when they reach out to me about Ireland, you're not going to put your bathing suits on. You're going to immerse with the people and try the food and try the beer and taste the whiskey and, you know, hopefully see some great wildlife and some beautiful things. It is, to me, just one of the most fabulous places to go. And my experience there, I always say, you know, I always had this sort of expectation of what Ireland was like, and I feel like I saw it all. I mean, I even saw people falling out of pubs, you know, after drinking and carrying on inside the pub, they were falling out into the street. And I thought it was a little stereotypical, but it was exactly what I would hope to see in Ireland.
Life really does come alive in the pubs of Ireland, doesn't it? I mean, everybody
it
goes
really
to the pub. Yeah. No,
yes,
I heard that.
Really does. Yes. But there are so many gorgeous places to see.
You mentioned river cruises here. You know, a lot of people are taking cruises. Now, the river cruises, those are really specialty cruises. Does it help to go through an agent like you to book one of those river cruises rather than just calling up the river cruise line? You know, every day I get a newspaper that has another cruise line ad in it or a brochure in it. What's the advantage of using someone like you for a river cruise? How would you answer that?
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, I have sailed on three, so I'm very familiar with the experience and what it's like to sail on a river cruise. It is quite different from sailing on an ocean liner, you know, from start to finish. But more importantly, I think, yes, there are sometimes some lovely perks that I can get for my clientele to sail on a river cruise that you wouldn't get if you booked it direct yourself. But there's so many choices. And working with somebody who has been on and experienced it, and I've gone through some of the training for river cruising, you know, I can help you to decipher which river is the best fit for you, which direction is the best fit for you. Believe it or not, it does make a difference sometimes which direction you sail in, because most of the time on a river cruise, they're not round trips. So you start in one port of call and you end in another. And some cruises are better starting in one place and ending in another, or vice versa. Others, it really doesn't matter. It's just finding the right date and the right stateroom, you know, that meets the client's needs. So, I mean, it's never a bad idea to use a travel advisor, of course, obviously, but there are definitely some advantages to it.
And those kind of cruises book up early. Somebody was telling me that if you wanted to go on a cruise this summer or fall, it's too late. They were already booking up. They're booking in 2024 right now. Is that about right, do you think?
That is true. And it's really amazing, you know, that the river cruises in general only hold about 160 people, it's very limited to the number of staterooms, and the better staterooms definitely go first. And just Europe in general for 2023 is hot, hot, hot. I mean, it is unbelievable the amount of requests that I get on a daily basis for Europe, and the river cruising, you know, it's definitely a specialized experience. And you know, it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, if you want to go on the Rhine River and you want to see the tulips outside of Amsterdam, those only bloom for a certain number of weeks. And so you've got to get in and get on that cruise ship when those tulips are in bloom, or you need to look for a different itinerary.
Right.
You know, so it depends on the priority of the client. Yeah, you know, it
and
depends
I would
on
assume,
what you're looking for.
I may be wrong, but I would assume the river cruises, it would be more of an older crowd than a young crowd, right? Because I doubt there's a lot of partying going on a river cruise. Or am I wrong?
You know, it's true. I mean, they are definitely working on the demographic and trying to entice a younger audience for river cruising.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to go on a river cruise in 2019, and there was a whole group of kids, and I actually because this is the type of personality I have, I took a chair and I pulled up a chair at their table and sat down and asked them, are you guys having fun? Is this fun for you? What do you think about this? Because it is a little sleepy. You know, they do bring entertainment on each evening, local entertainment. So at each port of call, there will be a different, you know, maybe it's musicians, maybe it's dancers, maybe it's you know, some other type of performance, or it's an Oktoberfest experience with beer and pretzels and things like that. And so they do bring things on. The thing about the river cruise that's very different from an ocean cruise is that you are going all day long. So by evening time, once you've eaten your delicious dinner, most people are ready to get back to their stateroom and go to sleep, because the days start early. Usually you need to be off the ship by 8 a.m. for that day's tours, or the experiences that are going to occur that day. So it's
right.
not a late night party crowd. I mean, every river cruise bar, and they have a gathering area, a lounge area where people can gather. But it's definitely a quieter experience. To me, the advantage of a river cruise, particularly for younger folks, is that they go into places that you would not normally visit when you're visiting countries. The towns and the little villages and things like that are off the beaten path. So it's a very different experience.
I understand. Let me ask you, for somebody who really just doesn't know what they want to do, but they want to do something and they called you up, I guess you just kind of give them some suggestions and see what begins to pique their interest and then go from there with ideas. Would that be right?
That's right. I mean, I will tell you that's my least favorite phone call or email to get.
Yeah,
I want to go on
vacation,
understand that. But I don't know where.
yeah, exactly.
Because there's so many places. But, I mean, generally speaking, it's fairly easy to narrow down. It's fairly easy to kind of at least, take things out of the mix, or destinations out of the mix once you start talking to somebody and learn about their travel style or what appeals to them or doesn't appeal to them. I actually just had that conversation this morning. I had a client reach out. She sent me an email. She wants to take her family of six, to Greece. And by the time we were done with our conversation today, we're talking about Bali. Greece was completely out of the mix, and now she wants
really?
To go to Bali. Yeah.
So, you turned her around. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you just never know what – and I think people just don't know. And I don't even know sometimes, Doug. I mean, sometimes I think, I it's time for me to go someplace and take a trip somewhere, and where should I go? There's so many options. How do I pick where I'm going to go? And, and I try to think – always of my clients, where are people, what are people talking about when I speak to them? And of those places, where have I not been? And maybe I need to go to Greece or whatever it is because I have so much interest in Greece and I haven't been there yet. So that it's tough. But we always figure out something.
Well, there are so many choices, and I can't emphasize enough how important someone like you can be in helping someone plan a trip and then, know where the right place to stay is versus another place. I'm sure you know which hotels are more appropriate in the, in the big cities like Paris or London or, where even in Athens. It doesn't matter. You're talking to somebody here who's a big believer in what you do, and I think it's great you're taking the time to talk with us. And help guide our listeners. We've run out of time for right now, but you're going to be back with us again next week at this time, Kimberly. And anybody listening who wants to get more information, make sure you join us next week at the same time. Our guest has been Kimberly Evans, and her website is anextraordinarytraveler.com. If you're thinking of traveling anywhere and you want some help, here is the lady who can really be a huge help to you. Kimberly's been great chatting with you. Thank you so much. We'll do this again next week, okay?
Sounds good. I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're just great. You are. Kimberly's she's one of our favorites. She's been with us before. She'll be with us again. Like I said, she'll be back next week, folks. So we hope you come back and join us then. No matter where you're thinking of going, Kimberly can come up with some ideas for you and can be a big help, okay? So thanks for being with us, and it's been great having you listen, and we'll talk to you soon again. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcasts and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and until next time, everybody, take care, and we'll see you soon. All righty, bye for now.